Hello, Kay.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How's everyone doing today?
Okay.
Isn't that a wonderful
Very well.
Huh?
Very well.
Good.
Thanks.
Good. I just thought maybe I'd speak about a few things here. I wanted to ask if you ever really, and I say this because I got an email from someone and will help clear it up. Did you ever realize that what you see out there, you know, you hear it's not out there? What you see out there, whether you like it or you don't like it, is already within your own thought. What you consider beautiful or ugly is already within your own thought. Whatever you see out here to gossip about or criticize is already within your own thought. You are looking from the mirror of your own thinking. What you see out here is the mirror of your own thinking.
You're saying there is no other doing this?
No. No. There's one alone. There's one authority. You now know that there's no daddy-o God, no Santa Claus God, there's no God out there, right?
Right.
Right.
There's but one authority, and you're it. So, and you're going to see all that you do see as the stuff of your own manure, your own shit shoveling. Whatever you see out there is supposed to be objective, but there is no out there. Out there is what is reflected from your own inner mirror. And you say that it's out there, right?
Yes.
But whatever you see in the mirror means you're looking out there? No. You are not. That's what's in your own inner mirror. And scripture somewhere it says, wherein you have judged another, you have condemned yourself, for you are guilty of that thing. So you're only gossiping about yourself. Well, you're looking at yourself in your own mirror and saying it is out there.
Not my fault, I didn't do that.
It's just like say changing a dream. I had a lady tell me that one time. Kay, you can change the dream. And I just looked at her and I didn't say it, but I thought, what in the world are you talking about? So if you're just changing a dream, it's still a dream. If you're just trying to change a dream, let's say you dream you're sick, and in that dream, you change it to wellness, It's still a dream, isn't it?
Yes.
So what have you done? What have you accomplished?
Nothing.
Because in truth, none of it is happening. So with truth, you turn and leave the picture alone. Leave things alone. All items alone. Totally out. Nothing relative. Truth brings out that there is no picture. Brings out that truth or actuality is eternal. So if you start with eternity, if I want to change a dream, then you just changing a dream. So you may as well just give it up because it will keep you seeking. It will keep you seeking, and all metaphysics knows this at some point. It will keep you seeking actuality. For only actuality, reality, truth is gratifying and it is satisfying.
So that which we focus on is what we project as our seeming shadow or reflection or dream.
Well, now, it's just like you can't decide you're not going to like someone you don't like. You can't decide, I'm not going to be angry anymore. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. All this junk. It doesn't happen that way. Only way it does happen is your focus when you ponder truth, 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 actuality, substance, totality, wholeness, fixed, entirety, awareness, purity, love, mind, the solitary authority wherein there can be nothing beside. And that leaves trouble neither root nor branch. And that stops the trouble. And when you demand of yourself answers concerning any statement that you have made of truth, you make yourself answer it. Ask a question about it and answer it. Then it'll be just glorious and exciting and you will see and know things you never thought possible. And that clean era, it is just like, and it's self like putting Windex on a mirror. It happens all by itself. And you don't do it to get some result. If you do, then that's being untruthful. You ponder truth, you dig into it, you delve into it, because it's true. For the love of truth, for the value, the only value you be, and that is yourself. It's the only value. Things, people, items, come and go. Value yourself. If you seem to lose anything, that very self will start back the next day replacing. But you must value yourself. And you surely must, in these days and times when it seems like we're in a world that's going to hell. It seems that way. But none of that's really happening. None of it's going on. If you dreamed last night you had a big row with your wife or your husband or your neighbor and you got outside and knocked one another around and you felt it and you was all upset and everything's going on, and you woke up, you've never left your bed. You have not moved an inch to the left, to the right. That's awareness. None of it ever occurred. Do you see this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a lady who raised us. She ought to catch a mouse. And I remember in the kitchen, two doors closed, and then she would put towels and rags around the refrigerator and any place it could go. And she would eradicate that mouse. Oh, she did not leave it one hole to get through. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why truth is extremely accurate. It is precise. And you are blessing your entire universe without even knowing it. With no intention of doing so. But if you're shoveling junk, what are you doing to your universe?
Junking it up.
Right. Louise and I were sitting in the airport one time. Going to the first Albuquerque class. 91 or 90, somewhere in there. And we were sitting there talking. I got off on something. It was a big mirror, a huge mirror. I said, "You see that mirror?" And I was trying to explain this. What if all these people that you see parading up and down didn't slide on and off that mirror? What if they stuck there? What if that mirror was just all gunked up? It wouldn't reflect too much, would it?
No.
When you looked in that mirror, all you'd see is thousands of body parts and no reflection. And we got so into it, we missed our flight. But they gave us another one, which was better than the one we had. Someone told me yesterday, and they called me every day, said one of the best things you have ever done for us is to make us ask and answer. A question or questions about any truth statement. And she said she was sitting in the window watching birds. It was raining. They were getting wet. And she thought, "The little birds, you ought to get out of that rain." And they were tweeting around and kissing one another and just having a wonderful time in the rain. And she said the scripture came to her that foxes have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And she thought the Son of Man meant Jesus. She said, and it just exploded. She knew then it did not mean that. She meant there was no such thing as a son of man. And certainly he had no place to lay his head. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow.
There is no infinite one intelligence, one wholeness that ever produced its antithesis that we call physicality. Ever. Like begets like there. It's an impossibility. But what makes all this dream mine, you say? There's no answer to that. It's like, how come the earth flat, looks flat? It's round. Oh, it's identity, identity, identity. And as you are doing that, what is really happening is that you are pondering, you are acquainting yourself with yourself. Your new identity.
Okay, it's like catching that mouse, that seeming other self,
uh-huh,
and laughing it out of existence.
Well, what I mean is, when you leave out, you're very detailed in your pondering, you're asking questions and answering about a pure statement of truth. Nothing relative in it. So you don't leave any rat holes. You see that? That's what I meant by that. She stuffed up every possible avenue that personal could get in there. You see that?
Yes.
Or in that case, a mouse. You leave the personal one totally out. No situation, no incident, no trying to heal, no trying to fix. Is there any sickness? Is there any trouble in awareness?
No.
That's your identity. And pondering and know that stops the trouble. And it's permanent. Because that's what fact is. It means permanent. It means totality, entirety. The solitary one, if I be single, the whole body's full of light, and if that light within you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, doesn't that pretty much sum up what we've been talking about?
Yes.
Well, you know me, I can go on forever. But...
We don't mind. Just keep going on.
Hear and listen, yes.
Keep going.
Well, like Forrest Gump, that's all I got to say about that.
For now.
For now. Yes, for now. Oh, that was another thing. Somebody told me they had told someone over the phone something about them being late or something, and said, well, God's never late. She said, I realized I was just repeating something I'd heard you say. She said, and I sat there, and I began to ponder that, and then it just came to her so strongly. Now is never late. Well, have you ever known a late now? Isn't that what God is? Have you ever known an early now? Or is it now? And is now totally satisfactory? Right now. Right now. Right now. Not your imaginings. But right now. It's timeless now. It has no past. Because it's not a dream. It's a reality. And it's fixed, permanent, changeless. That's your identity. Love it. Ponder it. Give it all the honor and glory and power that surely belongs to it. Years and years ago, I was looking in the Bible. Well, first Bible. Anyway, I was 84, summer, I don't know. And I saw the statement, I am all. And beside me, there is no other. And I read it exactly like it said it. I didn't add anything, nor did I subtract anything. Now, humanly, you would read it, I am all. Well, that means I'm everybody or I'm all things. Now, that's what you would add, but generally. But I thought, wait a minute, I am all, and beside me there is no other. And I thought, well, I think I need to find out what all is. And I did. I found out it's all. There's not two alls. Can't have two. It's just one of them. It's one all. It's just one. So then I reread it. I am all. And beside me, there is no other all. Don't ever overlook the little things. It's the little things. Like is and one and simple and solitary and single and only. You can take only the only is and there is only the only and you can substitute in the only omnipotence is. And there is only omnipotence. Or you can use any of the omnis. Or you love, my, I don't care. And you'll see for yourself. You'll see the excitement, the wonder, the focused interest in the self, the value of the self, that priceless pearl.
Can you hear me, Kay?
Yes.
Okay. When you said now, when people usually think of now, like that lady said, there's like God is never late or something, it usually sounds like they're doing now in relation to time, but the now you're not talking about has no relation to time.
I'm talking about timeless. That's
yeah.
That's what now is. Now everywhere.
Yeah. It seems like when people bring in now, they bring in time to try to see the result. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about. But you got to be sharper than that. I mean, and I've heard teachers say that, but it's not true. Now ain't sandwiched between a past and a future. This is ridiculous. It's not the present. It's now.
Yeah, now with no relation to time, without any relation to time.
It is not sandwiched. It is not a sandwich. Now. Now is what you be, what you is, what you am.
Yeah, that's just what came. When you said that, that's just what came. It's like now, but it's not now is in relation to time. It's now.
At all. It does not mean the present.
Right.
Present is closer, yes, but this ain't horseshoes.
Or hand grenades, yeah.
This is more like pregnancy. You either is or you ain't.
Okay, thank you.
And the clarity becomes so spectacular in any endeavor. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Well, I thank you.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, Kay.
All right, Anthony.
Thank you, Kay.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Kay.
Yes.
Thank you, Trudy.
Yes. Thank you, Trudy.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye for now.
Thank you all.
Trudy. Thank you, Trudy.
Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Trudy. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Trudy.
Thanks, Trudy.
Thank you.